We are pleased to be joined by Miss Celine Boutier, the newest major champion here on the LPGA Tour. Celine, what has the last 2 days been like for you since coming off the green at the Evian Championship?
Very overwhelming. I feel like it was incredible to be able to share my win with my family and obviously with the fans and stuff like that. But the past few days have been just really overwhelmed by the amount of support and people reaching out and being really, genuinely happy for me. And just absolute dream come true.
I just asked you, I knew you drove back to Paris after your win that night, and you said I couldn't fall asleep because I was too excited. What were some of the emotions you had kind of sitting in a car for 5.5 hours as you kind of traveled to the next place?
Yeah, it kind of went by pretty fast, actually. I just, being able to share, different memories or like emotions and feels with, my parents, my sister, and then, just being able to also... talk about the different medias, the videos and stuff like that was really fun. I just was just way too excited and overwhelmed by the fact that I had done it, that it was just hard to like just settle and just sit still.
Now being on site here, have you been able to see people that weren't able to congratulate after your win? What are you hearing from other players or other major champions as you're here?
Yeah, I mean, I literally just got to the course, so I did run into Suzanne Pearson on the Players' Lounge, which was really cool because she won the tournament as well. And so, it was just really fun to be able to have this conversation with her, and really heartwarming to see all the other, players and caddies and stuff just congratulate me.
When you say you're looking over media, what's something that stood out to you as you kind of looked over what had gone on throughout the week? Was there something that stood out to you?
Honestly, watching the last final putt and just the amount of champagne that got put on me actually was actually pretty mind-blowing. I just didn't realize it was going to be that much. It did look like a lot and it felt like a lot, but still just like watching it was kind of fun.
And here we are. You finished second at this event last year, coming off a major championship win. Just what is it like to be back at Dunlop?
It's definitely great memories. I felt like I played very solid, and it was the first year on this course. So I feel like it was really good memories for me. I think it's I always enjoy playing links course, and so I'm really looking forward to the challenge. I think it's gonna be very different conditions than last week. So just excited to get back at it and try to keep the ball low.
Congratulations on your win. You said it was a dream come true for it to happen in France, and the way you did it exceed the expectations? Was it greater than you even thought?
It definitely was, actually. Hard to believe, but I never really pictured how it was going to happen. Obviously, it was just like such a dream for me. Like, I wouldn't even call it a goal for me this year. I obviously wanted to perform well in the majors, but in the past, I was never really able to play well in Evian, just to the pressure of everything was a lot for me to handle, and this year I just decided to really do it for myself and not put so much pressure on myself. And the fact that I even had a chance to play for the win on the final round was already a big achievement for me. And then to pull it off on the final day, to have the crowd behind you, which I never imagined that they would be so loud and so energetic, so passionate about it. It felt like a win for me. It felt like a win for them as well. So to be able to share it with everyone in my home country is just an absolute dream come true.
What we're hearing, the airlines don't recognize you as a major champion yet. Your golf clubs are not here.
Yes, unfortunately. First day off for me today, but hopefully they will get on the next flight that's coming tonight.
Can I ask you about, I think last week was your 15th title as a professional. What difference did you feel being a major winner as opposed to winning just a regular LPGA?
I mean, I think winning at any level is difficult. I think, especially on the LPGAs, the talent is just unbelievable, and it's very hard to be able to pull it off. And to be able to do it in major conditions is even harder because of the pressure and because of what it means, because of the history. And so I feel like, the fact that I had a chance to even play for the win on Sunday was already a big win for me. To have the crowd behind you, I feel like it definitely also like carried me a little bit.
What extra pressure did you feel on the final day, given the situation?
I think because I was leading, I feel like people were kind of expecting me to do it. I think that was probably the hardest. The fact that also they wanted it as much probably as I did. I didn't want to disappoint anybody. So that's also something I had to, you know, kind of put aside and not really think about it too much to be able to play my best.
Perfect. In terms of preparation for this week and, of course, the British Open next week, but also the Solheim Cup as well. Your form is excellent at the moment. What are you most looking forward to this year at the Solheim?
Just to be able to share the week with my teammates. I feel like it's always so individual and so self-centered. So to be able to share it with other players for a common goal, for, you know, the continent of Europe, to be able to play it in Spain on continent like European soil is something I haven't really experienced since 2019. So I'm just really looking forward to it. I feel like it's going to be such an enjoyable week, and yeah, it's always a lot of fun.
Finally, for me, then, we're hoping there'll be a Scot joining you in Spain and Gemma Drydra. Have you been impressed with Gemma's form over all the season? Top 10 finish last week as well.
I actually haven't shared around with her in a while. I don't think I was paired with her at all this year. But she's definitely been playing really well and gaining really a lot of consistency, and definitely seen her up there quite a few times. So I'm sure, I have no doubt that she should be part of the team. But yeah, she's a great player and very good person too.
Partly because the Women's Open next week at Walton Heath, which isn't a links course, some of the other top players have come here this week. Why have you decided to come? Do you just feel it's perfect preparation for you, even though that it's links this week and then inland next week?
I had a very good week last year on this course. I feel like I really enjoy playing in links course. And I feel like even though Walton Heath is not going to be like links, traditional links, I feel like it's still good to be in the UK and Scotland and to be able to get a feel for, you know, like the wind and the weather and stuff like that. So I felt like it was going to be a good week and to prepare for the British.
You're part of a winning team in the Solheim at the Eagles. What would it mean if you could go one better than last year in an individual event this week to win in Scotland on your own?
Oh yeah, I mean, that would be unbelievable. I feel like, you know, Scotland's definitely the home of golf, so it would definitely be, you know, a goal of mine to win in Scotland for sure during my career. So any opportunity I will have to play for the win, I will definitely try to seize it and do my best.
One more from me. As you were talking, I saw your mom and your sister walking behind. Were they always planning on joining you in Scotland, or was this just part of the major victory celebration?
Yeah, no, they were. My parents always come in the European swings, just the three events in Europe that are closer to home. They always come. And my sister happened to have vacations. So, yeah, she also decided to tag along. So they'll be with me for the next 2 weeks.
Thank you.